About 4 feet of parachute cord. Once you cut it off, you're going to want to, you see how this edge is frayed? I don't want to deal with frayed edges. Don't be afraid. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a lighter, but I don't have a lighter, so I'm going to use a match to melt that. Ooh, that's kind of, ow! Be careful, you'll burn yourself. But you don't want it to be like that gooey. You want it to be pointier. Ooh, hot. So there we go. So see that? So that it'll fit through the crucifix. Well, that's kind of too bulky. Anyways. And then you do the other end. And we're burning this so that I won't be afraid. We don't want your rosary to be afraid. It just takes a light burning. It doesn't need anything too extensive. So there you go. So at both ends. So now, what we want to do is we want to take about 8 inches, roughly, from the end, okay? And then I stick this part inside my hand. So here we are. And there's the long end. And that's 8 inches, right? So then I get it. Let me turn this to manual focus. There we are. So I have it 8 inches, it's in the palm of my hand, wrap around once, twice. You can do it a third time, I'm just going to use it twice for time's sake and to save me cord because I didn't measure up exactly. Stick the string through the back of the loops. You keep your thumb on the knot, on the X, pull the string tightly, then you rotate, and then you pull. Alright, so that's the first knot. Now we're going to make 10 of these. If you already know, if you've watched the knot video, know how to make these knots, well, in that case, you can go get yourself some coffee or you can make your knots right now. I'm going to go ahead and make 10 quickly. We line up these two, the first and the last knot, okay? Then you're going to make your Hail Mary, or your Hail Holy Queen knot by putting both of them together, like if they were one, right side by side. You're going to do the exact same way you made the previous knots, by going around once, making an X, and going around a second time. And then you move it down. You stick the closest string through all the loops. Then you stick the farthest string through all the loops. And then you don't just like let go, then you just pull with the right hand and rotate and twist with the left. And there you go. This is like the heart of our rosary so far, our decade rosary. Now what you're going to do is, on the longest string you have available, you are going to make 3 Hail Mary knots. So 1. So here we are, have my crucifix. Now for the crucifix knot, or knot 3, commonly known as knot 3, you just do the same exact way like if you're making a Hail Mary knot. Once, twice, and just for kicks, I'm going to go 3 times, but you only really need to go twice. So then I'm going to stick the string through the loops. Now this is where the difference comes in. Instead of letting go of my thumb with the knots,
I'm not going to do that yet. I'm not going to close it off. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get my crucifix. This is kind of like the tricky part, is putting your, holding the knots and putting the crucifix through the hole. Got my crucifix on. Now, I'm going to do what? I'm going to stick the cord back up the loops. And now, if I pull that and rotate these knots, that's like the trickiest part. You're going to have to tie that and untie that. Watch this in slow-mo if you have to. Go watch the knot video again to see a different perspective. And then I pulled this. And there we go. Now we're almost done. Obviously, you don't want these long, annoying cords, so I'm going to show you how to get rid of those. So you'll have to get some scissors. So I have my scissors. I'm going to cut this excess part off. You want to leave just a little bit of nub so that you can melt it. So I'm going to show you about that much. So I'm leaving a little bit there. And then you want to make sure before you do this part that you have this nice and tight so that you can't move the knot and it can't, like, it's good. It's not going anywhere. So, okay, so I'm going to get the scissors. And I'll cut about right there. Oh, these scissors are garbage. Okay. So what I have so far. Alright, now I'm going to get my lighter, which in this case it's just a match, which is not the best way to do it if you have a lighter. I recommend the kind, not like the kind that most people use for smoking, but the kind most people use to light their chimneys. It's the best one. Oh, come on. There we go. And it just needs a little bit. You want to bend back the rest part because this thing will melt. And then if you want to use your scissors or something, oh, I don't know, that plays on fire. And use your scissors or something because it's, you can push this little rubbery part down so that it kind of acts as glue. See that? Now I'll do that again. This time I'm going to zoom in and turn the focus to manual. There we go. So you can see this. I kind of pushed it down in there. And if you get really good, you can get it to, like, cover that part. So here we go. I'm going to light another match. This is, like, the most dangerous thing I could be doing in this building. Don't tell anybody. Well, you can tell people, but it's on public television. But anyways. So I'm going to light this part off. See how the frays go away. Be not afraid. Blow it. Blow it. Kill it. All right. And see how it's kind of, like, all wet and gooey? And get your metal thing. I used to use my thumb, but obviously it's not a good idea. And there you go. There is your wrist rosary. Now, the second biggest problem that most people have with this wrist rosary is they don't know how to put it on. So, I'm going to show you. So, here we go. Hopefully you didn't make your knots too close. I should have said keep your knots about half an inch to an inch apart so that it won't be too tight. Forgive me for not saying that. I'll put that in the text. So what you do is you let it drape over your wrist like that. Nice and easy so far. Then you open up the loop at the bottom. So you just grab the crucifix. And then you can rotate it to your comfort. And then all you do is you stick the beams of the cross in between like that. And that works just like that. Easy. And now you'll always have a rosary in your hand. You won't want to steal. Like, ooh, I'm going to steal. And you're like, oh no, I got the Blessed Mother's hand around my wrist. Mary. There's an M on my hand. Mary. Okay, enjoy.